Shalom Aleichem, good Shabbos, my mishpochim, and chavarim. Let's jump into another episode. How true is it when Plato said, "What surprises me most about humankind is that we get bored of our child. We rushed to grow up. Then we long to be children again. We lose our health to make money, and then lose our money to restore our health back. By thinking anxiously about the future, we forget this moment now, of course, such that we live in neither the present nor the future because of that anxiety. We live as if we're never going to die." If you live like you're never going to die or are scared to even confront that, then you will have never lived to begin with. We can easily forgive a child who's afraid of the dark. But the real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of their light. The thing that overcomes darkness, when just a sliver of light pokes out, that's our light, that thing that keeps us going through the dark. And that's the real tragedy, is when people are afraid of the light because it risks their identity of being in the darkness. Never, ever discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. Never discourage them. It's a reflection of yourself. Plato said, "I'm the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is I know nothing." Good people do not need laws to tell them how to act responsibly, while bad people will find a way around the laws. Human behavior flows from three main sources: our desires, our emotions, and our knowledge. That is how our behavior flows. Do not try to work around. The only way to work is through. Here are some one-liners I really liked that I saw on TikTok, believe it or not. Great place when I'm just, you know, sitting there going to the bathroom or whatever and I need to look at things. Here's the first one. "Observing without absorbing is the highest form of intelligence." Okay, observing without absorbing the thing you're observing. And I just saw a post saying, you know, "I just realized that the things haven't been hurting me, but my thoughts have been." And that's exactly what this is talking about. If you're absorbing in everything that's happening to you, you're going to be miserable versus observing it. That is all. That is all. You're just observing. There's no connotation or context to it. It's just you are aware of it. And this person says that to observe without absorbing is the highest form of intelligence. That's a hot take, but I understand what they're saying, because then you truly kind of detach and you can accept as it is, and therefore you can love everything. "True power lies within your ability to turn negativity into positivity." That is powerful. It's a superpower, folks. "The desire to know your own soul will end all other desires." Beautiful, beautiful and poetic, very well said. Yes, it's a journey to solitude, because to truly know your own soul is lonesome. You will not be able to do it with others. It's only you. But we've only ever had us. Everything else is a reflection of us. Everything is a reflection of us. We've only had us. Therefore, to dive into our own soul, psyche, identity, personality, and who we are truly, nothing else actually matters. And that's why I had an identity crisis, because that who I thought I was tested. And I've come back to observing hard. And yes, I detached a little, but I can still love and accept as it is. And so the desire to know your own soul will end all other desires, the materialistic, because that's the deepest possible desire you could have, to truly know your own soul. "Sometimes losing your way is finding yourself." This, I've heard this in many different ways, and this is so true, that when you get led off the path, that is your path that you didn't even know was your path. And this is just truly why we have to submit to the universe, because we don't know everything. It said here earlier about Plato saying, "I'm the wisest man alive because I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing." And when we realize, I don't know anything, but I do know that I have control over my attitude. And even then, on a deeper level, we don't know. But to say, I don't know my path. I'm going to watch things unfold as I just do the best I can. That's that deep level of observance. It's almost like, you know, taking your core beliefs, core values, living upon them, and then observing what happens, because it's kind of like you can control where you throw a ball, but you don't have any idea how it's going to bounce off the rocks and the wind will blow it. And so you can throw, and then, and the act of throwing the ball is the reflection of your belief and values. But then what happens after you throw it is out of your control, and you accept it. And people might judge you for how it bounced, even though it's out of your control. But the people judging you is also out of your control. And so you're just observing that and accepting that, which is loving. And then you become a loving person because you're truly accepting everything that ripples off your beliefs and values that you can live with, because that's who you are. Is who you are is your beliefs and values. What happens after you take action on them is out of your control. Okay, and people would argue, well, take full accountability for your life, Sev. Well, that's one way to go about it if you're a hardo, but now you're setting yourself up for failure and like toxic failure, not to, you know, learn from the failure and appreciate the failure for what it is and accepting the failure. To say radically, everything is my fault, good and bad, that's pretty radical. And to me, that's like throwing baby out with the bathwater for people who struggle to accept things out of their way, so they have to just own everything. I think it's healthier to say, I'm going to live my life along these things. And then after I do those things, whatever happens, happens, but I'm going to keep living along those things. So even when the rock hits off, the ball hits off a rock and the wind blows it, you then react with your values. And you can then be proud of yourself and own those values and just continue observing whatever life rolls out. Moving on. Let go of the noise and hear your soul speak. Exactly what I just preached there. And so it ties in perfectly to sometimes losing your way is finding your way. You know, what you resist persists. So look deeper to let go. And that is so true. When we are resisting, we will never get rid of that baggage. Why? Carl Jung says to change, you have to first accept. If there's a burning house over there, you have to accept it's burning so you can go change that and put water on it. If you ignore it and say, I can't accept that, I can't, it's not real, that is not a real fire, you will never put the fire out. If you resist what is going on inside your head, in your life, it will persist. And that's why you have to carry it and work with it. It is not all of you. It is a part of you, whatever those things in your head's going on, whatever those things in your life is going, that's a part of you. It's not all of you. Remember that. And so when that part of you comes up, you say, oh, hey, old friend, you returned, but you're not controlling me. You just returned. I'm going to still live along my values, morals, and watch what unfolds. But you're here. Cool. You can watch. Kind of like a hater on the sideline, really. They're not allowed to get on the playing surface, and you can keep playing, but they're just hating on the sideline, and you're going to show them. The way others treat you, by the way, is a reflection of their own pain. And the way you treat others is a reflection of yourself. Let that sink in. That's as pure as it can get, folks. Everything's a reflection of you. And on a radical, deep level, I always tell people, if you're standing on grass and you go, how the hell is this grass a reflection of me? Well, because the grass represents your decision to be in London or in the city you're listening to this in. The grass resembles your definitions, forms, beliefs of grass. The grass represents your decision to not be somewhere else at that moment. The grass represents your memories. The grass represents, it's a representation of everything. When it represents your city, it also represents the school you went to. It also represents your life leading up to that. Everything's a reflection of ourselves. That's the infinity aspect I always preach. And our life is an infinite paradox. Including our everything is a reflection of us. It's never ends. Last thing I'll tell you, you can only see as far as you think. I want this to be how we end the episode. You can only see as far as you think. Listen to that a million times and let that sit with you as you drive or walk or go off about your life. You can only see as far as you think. Never, ever forget that. Love you guys. Shalom Aleichem. Good Shabbos. Zev Weisdorf signing off.